Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In 1959, Fairfax County Public Schools founded a high school in Falls Church, Virginia. And after much debate, and there was a couple of years of debate over what to call this high school, they finally settled on Jeb Stuart High School. Jeb, of course, the affectionate nickname for one James UL Brown Stuart. That would be J.E.B. Stuart, who was an officer in the Confederate States Army and a general during the American Civil War. It was known that his base camp there, right near where the high school ended up being built, was part of his history, and they determined that that would be the name of the school. And right now there is a move to rename that school, as the current school board at Fairfax County Public Schools and some members of the community have determined that it no longer reflects the values and ideas and representation of the community. Well, joining us right now to discuss the debate over the name is one Denise Patton Pace. She would like to keep the name of Jeb Stuart High School, and she joins us now. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, listen, if the people of the duly representative school board members determine that this is something that they wish to do because they don't think the school name continues to reflect the ideas and values of the community, why should they be restricted from doing so?
Because the community already said no. The school board a year ago ran a survey, and they did a survey in English, Arabic, and Spanish. They surveyed the Stuart community, the Stuart Pyramid, you know, every division here of different schools. So it was just our neighbors. And the regulation that governs this says that's what they need to do. The result of the survey was that only 35% want a name change. The rest don't. But that did not seem to stop our school board member, who is determined to change the name. And so we have been battling through this for another year. The vote is coming up on June 22nd.
So it's the there were two subcommittees formed, one to gauge public support and the other to collect arguments for changing the name, rather, and one to for keeping the name. Why were two subcommittees made, sort of separating out like what should be basically a democratic process of people having the conversation together? Why was it separated into two factions?
Factions is what it is. It isn't really two subcommittees. The overarching ad hoc committee is so polarized, nobody can agree. And so each subcommittee is polarized and nobody can agree.
Yeah.
So each group, for and against, is divided up and doing their own thing. And the larger ad hoc committee has been stacked against keeping the name. We have, instead of having the Stuart Pyramid people there, they have people from Centerville, Falls Church City, which isn't even in Fairfax County, and Herndon, Annandale, you know, they're from all over. And so now we have outsiders, we feel, interloping, you know, and trying to tell us what to do with our school.
So, Denise, You're obviously in the midst of this battle. You'd like to keep the name, but you must feel kind of in the back of your mind like you're going to win this battle now. But you must have a sense that at some point this might be a losing cause. Like they're going to change the name eventually.
Well, the name has come up over the years, but the difference here is that we've got outsiders pushing the name change. It's not coming from within the community.
Okay.
Can I ask you, in general, why do you think? Listen, I wear my opinions on my sleeve. I make no bones about the fact that I come from the North. I'm a Michigander originally, and when I grew up, my understanding of the Civil War, the war between the states, the War of Northern Aggression, as it's called often in the South, I think that the Confederates on the in the long and short of it were on the wrong end of that law of that war. excuse me. I consider myself a conservative Republican. I align myself with Abraham Lincoln, the founder of the Republican Party, the president during this war. I don't understand why we want to rush to embrace a Confederate general and name a school after him, at least now. I mean, I understand back in 1959 why they did this, because there were many people in Fairfax, the majority of people in Fairfax County were against the idea of integration in schools. They were against Board versus Brown versus Board of Education, and that was one of the reasons why they wanted a Confederate general's name on the school. But haven't we moved on from that?
Well, Larry, I'm a Michigander, too, and I don't agree with anything you're saying right now.
All right.
Actually, that's the whole crux of it, and that's how I got involved. I'm a former history teacher, and I listened to all these allegations that you just put forth, which is what the people who want the name changed are saying, and they're false. They're absolutely false.
What did I say that was false?
That the board who gave the name, you know, were... What did you say? What was the actual words? The board that named the school really, really worked hard to get the schools integrated. And the whole idea of massive resistance in Virginia has one little caveat that people don't know and that people aren't learning. And that is that Virginia is now and has been for 100 years a Dillon Rule state. That means that the local jurisdictions only get the authority that the state gives them. And during this time period of integration, or I should say Brown versus Board of Education, when they wanted to integrate, the state said no. And when the state realized they weren't going to be able to stop schools from integrating, they withheld appropriations. So there you go. They depended on money. Fairfax was the fastest growing county in the state. They were adding a classroom a day, and they needed the money. So even the Washington Afro-American newspaper of 1955 had an article saying that they felt that Fairfax was doing the right thing by keeping the schools open and educating the kids. So they were forced to wait this out. In the meantime, they had their plan, because they had filed a plan for integrating, and the state had rejected it. So here they are, push comes to shove. Are they going to try and integrate the schools, cut off all the money, and then have nothing, or are they going to keep going until this passes? Because it was going to pass.
Right.
You
so,
have to
but,
remember
but,
too. Yeah.
Okay, but so you're saying Tom Gelton's book, A Nation of Nations, in which he says, in Fairfax County, the authorities did not merely refuse to comply with the Supreme Court's order. They defiantly named their next two high schools after Confederate Army generals, Jeb Stuart and Robert E. Lee. He's wrong in
that
book?
False.
That's
it's false. And in a conversation with Gelton, a neighbor who does know Gelton called him on it. And he admitted that that was not sourced, that that was his opinion.
So
that has become the Bible of the people who want the name changed. And there's a real interesting little twist right in there to what you just said, because Robert E. Lee was not named Robert E. Lee by this board. It got its name in 1963. And it was the Lee High School is what caused the brouhaha that stopped the board from naming schools after the locations.
Well, but it's hard to separate the naming of Jeb Stuart High School and the political climate of the time, isn't it?
No, it's not, and I'll tell you why.
Well, you can tell me why in just a moment as we continue our conversation with Denise Patton Pace, and we'll also take your calls on Jeb Stuart High School. But first at 7:45, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 volume with us from Hannah Hyattstown, and then beyond just the normal stop and go delays. Through Columbia, 29, you actually pick up a little bit of extra volume, just so you know, as you come south from 175, and a lot of that volume is focused to exit of heading on to Ridge Road and over toward Meriwether Post Pavilion for graduation ceremonies, so congratulations there. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we're backed up near Route 5, Branch Avenue. The distraction, the tractor trailer that was on the shoulder between 210 and 295, we're still checking it out. Had a broken down car on the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's been cleared, but now an accident's taking its place right in that same stretch after the 3rd Street Tunnel. So across the 11th Street Bridge, we're jammed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray skies, some fog around in spots this morning. Rainfall, though, should be limited. until later this morning and into the afternoon. We may see a few showers. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 degrees, 746 WMAL. We continue our conversation with Denise Patton Pace. She is leading the effort to keep the name Jeb Stuart High School on that high school. And you were going to tell me why it's okay that we can separate the political climate of the time, 1959, post Brown v. Board Education, and the naming of this school at that time. Because I think people often say, well, don't take the name off the school because that's erasing history. Well, it's not like this school has been named after Jeb Stuart since just after the Civil War. It's just been since 1959. Why can't I point to it and say, well, look at all the things going on in America in 1959. Clearly, I think this was a move to sort of make a statement.
Well, there's no evidence to support what you're saying whatsoever. And if you study the school board's minutes for the previous 2 years, you'll have a better understanding of just what the climate was. However, in the 1950s, there were still veterans alive. There were still children of veterans alive. And certainly nobody in Virginia was taught that their parents were evil and bad people because their families participated in the Civil War. As you mentioned earlier, they looked at it as a war for Northern aggression. Yeah. As far as the school board themselves, Jeb Stuart, his command was right here. His command, his headquarters was about 500 yards from the school itself, and his command was all of this area. He's a brilliant general. He's still studied today. There's a lot of values in this man that people can acknowledge and their kids can learn from. But the overarching thing that really is galling the community is the cost. Why is it necessary to spend almost $1 million to change the school? Why don't we teach history, teach the values of a brilliant leader, and teach what the horrible conflict was all about? You talked about it a little bit in your lead-in, and they did consider it Northern aggression. And you have to remember, Lincoln didn't start out to free the slaves.
Yeah, so. I know they considered it, but do you consider it a war of Northern aggression today?
Me? No, I don't make that value judgment.
Well, but you are making value judgments, and
I'm making a value judgment that we don't destroy history; we teach it, and we teach it correctly.
All those students in schools that are not named after Confederate generals are not learning history properly. I mean, come on, this is not about history. This is about honoring a man. You're honoring Jeb Stuart.
I think you're acknowledging that this man was here, and I think you're acknowledging Virginia's role in the Civil War, and I think you should open that dialogue and learn from it. And there's a lot of ways to save money for the community here without renaming the school.
So if those who want to rename the school raise the money out of private funds, you would be in favor of it?
Well, if anybody can raise the money, my hats are off to them, because this area is not...
They'll find $1 million to change that name. Seriously, you want to hang your hat on the cost? Because they'll figure out a way to get the money for it.
I think a lot of my neighbors are saying the cost is the issue. Me, I would say that I am very disturbed at how history is being taught.
Ah. Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much. We'll continue to follow this. Denise Patton Pace, I appreciate you joining us for the discussion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.